was sie wieder bereit zu uns.
Und ich habe eine Frau und Fernsehen. Ups. Schlupft es.
What have you got?
I dropped it.
You dropped it?
Yeah.
What did you drop?
No, I dropped it then. I dropped it a while.
Shall we take your coat and hat off and then we can see what you've got?
What's that?
What have you been this morning?
What's that? What's that?
That's your party hat, isn't it?
Party hat. Got plenty in it. Oh.
Let's put it back on.
No.
No. No, thank you. Okay. Leave it there. Well, take your coat off. You've lost a button off the bottom of your coat, Thomas.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask Grandma to sew it back on tomorrow when she comes. Do you think she would do that for you?
Yeah. Okay. Who's Santa again?
The Santa again? Who have you seen this morning?
A big Santa.
A big Santa?
A laughing me.
He was laughing?
Yes. Very smart.
Very smart. You've been to the toddler group Christmas party, haven't you?
And they all use whistles. Okay.
Let's see what you've got in your party bag, shall we? Santa gave you a present, didn't he?
Where?
Where have you put it?
Oh, here!
Have you put it in the post box? Let's have a look at it.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Very, very smart, Thomas.
You've got my hat.
A smart shirt and a nice Thomas the Tank Engine waistcoat.
Oh dear, I think I'm stuck.
You think you're stuck?
Yeah, oh dear. Come on, Marble Trap. Come and get me out now. Stuck in the mud.
Come on, my well shop. Come and get me out now. I'm stuck in the mud.
I'm real sticky. Never mind.
Never mind.
Handle. Sorry. And then make the handle over there. Okay.
Right. Would you like to have a little look at this? You got this on the way out. You're wearing a hat during the party and they're giving you a party bag. What's inside?
A balloon.
A whistle?
Whistle.
Just blow it once and then we'll look at what else it is. And some little jelly sweets.
Little jelly sweets.
And some balloons.
And balloons.
Shall Mummy blow the balloon up for you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Mummy, it's an orange balloon. I can't do it. I'm hopeless with these long ones.
Sausage. Orange sausage.
It's like an orange sausage, is it? It's a long balloon. Oh, what happened at the party before we had something to eat? We went in to see the magician, didn't we? All sorts of tricks. And he was blowing up balloons and making them into... What did he make them into, Tom?
Sausages.
Sausages.
Yeah.
And do you remember the rabbit and the swan? He made a rabbit and a swan, didn't he? And a little dog. And then he told us a story, Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Just wipe your nose.
Too hot.
It was hot, wasn't it? Oh, yes, well, Becky touched the radiator, didn't she?
The water too hot. Animal.
Oh, I see. He was saying the porridge was too hot, wasn't he? Daddy Bear put his spoon in his porridge and he said, oh, it's too hot. And then Mummy said hers was too hot and so did Baby Bear.
And Baby Bear, nice and warm.
Baby Bear said his was nice and warm, did he? And then what happened? Do you remember that game where we had to put the tail on the donkey? That's right, you're closing your eyes. Yes, you had to have your eyes shut, didn't you? Can I just have a look in your mouth, Thomas? I think you've got a sore mouth because you keep putting your finger in. Let Mummy have a little look, sweetheart. Open your mouth, open wide. Why does it hurt?
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, right, okay.
Push my pack now.
And then, Thomas, after we'd seen the man who did all the tricks, we went and sat down at the tables, didn't we?
Yeah.
And who did you sit next to?
Isabel.
Isabel, and what did you have to eat?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches and?
Crisps.
Crisps. And did you have a sausage roll?
Yeah.
And did you have a little cake?
Yeah.
And you ate it all up, didn't you? And you had some orange juice. And then after we'd had something to eat, we all sat round and we sang Jingle Bells, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then, what happened then?
Santa.
Santa?
I'm going to see my bike. My darling.
Did Santa give you a present?
It's a present.
Let's go and get the present and see what's in it.
Postman Pat get it.
Postman Pat will get it, yes.
Yeah, alright now. Find it.
And we took lots of pictures, didn't we, of people? Let me take one of you holding your parcel. Smile at Mummy. Smile at Mummy. Thomas. Come on, let's open it and see what he's brought.
Yeah, okay.
It's nicely wrapped, isn't it? There we are, we started there. Isabel opened her straight away, didn't she?
Yeah.
So who was at the party? Becky was there. And we saw Rachel and Jonathan. What about Charlotte? Oh, you've got a little book.
It's got something on it.
It's got something on it. What's it got?
A horse.
A horse, that's a donkey.
Donkey.
Oh, it's a story called The Lost Donkey.
Read it.
It says, where is Donkey? Tilly, Tom and Tiny look everywhere for him. Has he left the secret house forever? Find out in this special Tots adventure. Well, I think we'll read it another time. Are you excited by that? Because you've carried that parcel so carefully, haven't you?
What? All these pieces.
You're going to put the paper in the dustbin, are you?
Yes, dustbin one.
Well, that's a very nice book, isn't it? You pleased with that? On, Thomas?
To my kitchen.
You're going in your kitchen? It's my kitchen.
My kitchen.
It's your kitchen, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can wash up then.
Hold on now.
Hold on. You can wash up and cook tea if it's your kitchen. Don't you look a smart boy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bring a letter for you.
You brought a letter for me?
It's to Mummy, Daddy.
Thank you.
Look for my van.
You're getting back in your van, are you? Postman Pat's van?
Let's out now. Thanks so much. Whee!
And then after we left the party, we went to the shop, didn't we? Because whose birthday is it today?
James.
Oh, it's James. Yes, James has a birthday today. Because at Toffee Group we sang happy birthday to James, didn't we? And he blew out the candles on his cake. How old was James?
41.
He was 41, wasn't he?
Oh, dear. You dropped a parcel.
You've dropped a parcel. I think he was only two, Thomas.
No, 48.
You think he's 48?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that's very old, isn't it?
Very gosh. a very big letter here.
It is a very big letter, a very big letter here.
There's more letters.
Now, whose birthday is it today, Thomas?
Poor Sonia's one. Sonia.
Sonia?
Yeah.
Now, who lives in this house and she's 17 today?
Thomas.
Thomas, no. Who are we going to make a cake for later on?
Purdy.
It's Purdy's birthday today. Are we going to make a cake for tea?
Oh, yes, yes. It's a bowl. Don't you blow out. Don't you eat it a mop. Too hot.
Are you still talking about the porridge that the three bears were eating?
Delivering letters.
Are you delivering letters?
Yeah.
Are you ready for lunch yet, Thomas?
Oh no. Get more letters.
You want to get some more letters?
Lots of letters.
Are you emptying the post box? You're emptying all the letters out of the post box into the back of your van.
Two letters. No more letters now.
No more letters now.
Oh no.
Okay.
No, I've got Jess.
Have you not got Jess?
Oh my God.
Oh dear, Postman Pat never goes anywhere without Jess, does he?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh. Jess is over there, look.
Are you
going to show Jess the book that Santa gave you? What did you say to Jess? Brought you a present. Hold it a little while.
Nothing now, Jess.
Is Jess reading the book?
Yeah. Looking at it.
She's looking at it, is she?
Yes. My hours.
It's a beautiful morning, Thomas. I thought it was going to rain earlier on. But it looks really sunny, doesn't it?
Not see.
What, can't you see the sun? Well, that's why you can't see, because the sun is dazzling you. It's so bright.
Boom! That hot on the deck. Stand up, the sun done.
Did you say come on, Jess, sweetheart?
Yeah, okay, chicken.
You're calling Jess a sweetheart, are you?
She's a big fish.
Big fish? Who's a big fish?
Jess.
Jess is a big fish?
Yes.
She's a pussycat.
Oh, no, no, not like a pussycat.
She's like a pussycat. Are you saying she's like a pussycat, but she isn't a pussycat?
Big lion, I think.
You think she's a big lion?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll catch and eat you. Eating all your trousers.
She's eating my trousers?
Yeah. Oops. A bum.
bumped the postbox.
Let's make a lot of noise. 1, 2, 3, whee!
A lot of noise. 1, 2, 3, whee!
Funny.
Oh, you are funny. You make a lot of noise, don't you?
Oh, too far, let's have. Oh, my God.
Bicycle's gone somewhere.
Oh no, in my bag. What? No bike. Oh my God.
What you say? This is your
bike.
This is your van.
Yeah.
But your bike's gone.
Oh, bike's still there.
The bike's still there.
Yeah. No, no, no bike. Oh. Left it somewhere.
You've left it somewhere?
Yeah.
And where have you left it, Thomas?
Where's your bike gone?
Where's your bike gone? You've left it somewhere. Where do you think you've left it?
Here!
Here?
Come out, here! Come out!
Who are you telling to come out?
No, here's my truck. Here's your bike.
Here's your truck, but there's no bike.
Oh no, not a bike. Light bike. A bike gone. A bike. No bike. Not a bike. Actually like a bike.
It's actually like a bike, is it?
A bike gone. A bike.
But the bike's gone.
Oh, not naturally. See my personal hat van.
That's the key to your postman hat's van?
To lock.
Oh, I think it's locking the house door, don't you?
Open it.
Pardon?
Open the fire engine. Open the fire engine door.
Open the fire engine door? Thomas, that's the front door, not the fire engine door.
Oh,
listen,
to lock.
Yes, it's locked. Just while you're standing there, shall we do the advent calendar for today? Look, number 7. Do you want to pull whatever's in number 7 out? That's it.
A lollipop.
A lollipop? Well, it looks like a bauble that you put on a Christmas tree. It's red with a blue and white check bow. Now, which part of the Christmas tree shall we hang this on today? You show Mummy.
Up there, I think.
Up there, you think. Which one? Tell me when to stop. This one?
That one.
This one or that one?
This one.
This one?
Yeah.
Next to the snowman?
Yeah.
How's that? How many have we got on the tree now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Honey.
Seven things on the advent tree. Because today is the 7th of December.
41.
No, it's not 41. You don't have 41 days in any month, Thomas. Oh, you're giving me a big cuddle.
Smacking Mummy.
You're smacking Mummy. Shall we have a look at Purdy's birthday present?
Oh,
she's not seen this yet, has she?
Oh no, Purdy!
No, don't tell her yet.
Come out, Purdy!
Tell her to come out. We'll keep this as a surprise for tea time. We'll cook Purdy something nice for tea tonight, won't we? What shall we do? Some chicken.
Tea.
And we can put some chicken on this. What's on the box? Pussycats on the box. It's got 3 pussycats and 3 ducks.
Hug it.
And it says the world of Beatrix Potter.
Open it.
Open it, what do you say?
A plate.
Oh, look, it's a plate for Purdy. Look, a plate for Purdy. And what's it showing on the picture?
Purdy having a biscuit.
A pussy having a biscuit. Now, it looks like a biscuit, but it's a sponge. That's Mummy Pussycat, and she's washing the kitten that's standing on the stool. Look, she's got a big bowl of water and a towel, and she's using the sponge. Can you see all the bubbles from the soap? She's using the sponge to wash the kitten's face. And look, there are two other kittens waiting behind for their faces washed. Do you know what the story says? It says, one day, Mrs. Tabitha Titwitch, One day, Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit expected friends to tea. She fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them. So she's got visitors coming for tea, so she wants the kittens to look really special, so she's washing and dressing them. Look, can you see the kittens there? Once they've had their wash and they've got their pretty clothes on. Do you think Purdy will enjoy eating a dinner off that plate?
Eat them all.
Be very careful.
Purdy, come on!
Be very careful, darling.
It's upstairs.
It's a china plate, isn't it?
Yes. Come on, Buzz. Psst. A plate for you of fruit, eating them all. Purdy, come on!
Are you telling Purdy to come on because there's a plate for her to eat her food on?
Yeah.
What have you done with it?
Upstairs.
You've put it on the stairs. Or would you like to bring it back and we'll put it back in the box and then we can wrap it up and give it to her later, can't we?
No, probably hiding.
Probably hiding. What, the plate's hiding? Do you think the plate's hiding or Purdy's hiding? Purdy's hiding, is she? Just looked at the silver buttons on your waistcoat. Do you know what they say? Thomas the Tank Engine. Have you seen the buttons?
Not the one stone. Just the one button. Not the button's gone.
Lots of buttons gone? Well, we've lost the button off your coat this morning somewhere, haven't we? But all the buttons on your coat are still there. Right, let's put this special plate back in the box.
Temple Ranchers now. So my letters now.
Are you going to sort your letters now? Take your chairs?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, a minute. Sort your dress out. Okay, thanks.
You've got to sort dress out, have you?
Okay. Yes. Sure. It's singing perfect for you. Very singing.
Do you think there are some letters for Purdy because it's her birthday?
No letters for Purdy. Very close to my try me out. Do these letters. Letters going now. Okay, time to roll them up.
Postman Pat's throwing them, did you say?
Yeah, okay. Yes. One of you, Mummy. Come on, Mummy.
Have you brought a chair for me to sit on?
Yes, okay.
Do you need yourself changing, Thomas? Do you need changing?
Oh, no.
Does that mean you do, really?
Oh, no.
Are you wet? Oh yes, you're wet, Tom, aren't you? Oh dear, you're wet. You feel uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yes. Shall we just slip this waistcoat off?
Cushion. Yeah.
Oh yes, I'll get you a cushion. I think you might have to go upstairs though, darling.
No.
No, but if you're very wet, you might need a wash.
No.
That's because
you've
been
downstairs for you.
Downstairs. That's because you've been so busy this morning.
Yeah.
Forgotten all about the party, haven't you? All we need to do is just change your trousers and vest. Do you want to keep your special shirt and waistcoat on so that Daddy can see when he gets home? Because you've got to stay smart today, haven't you, for the party this evening?
Leave that out there.
Oh dear, your shirt's wet as well.
Feel it.
Feel it?
Not wet.
No, it is a little bit wet. Now, let's just take your shoes and socks off, sweetheart.
Lie down. Lie down.
Yes, you can lie down if you need to lie down. Whoops-a-daisy.
Sorry.
That's quite all right. Ugh. Is that nice lying there?
That way.
Gosh, it's hard pulling your shoes off, isn't it?
Yes.
One, two, three. Ooh.
Ooh. Again.
She'll pull your socks off. One, two, three. One sock off.
A big one.
One, two, three. Another sock off.
Kiss my feet.
Tickle your feet?
No, kiss my feet.
Kiss your feet? Oh, your feet feel really cold, Thomas. Oh, your feet are freezing. Your feet feel so cold. It was cold out, wasn't it? Oh, your poor little feet, why don't we go upstairs?
No.
They give you a wash and you can stand in some nice warm water and get those beautiful little feet warmed up. And we'll put some clean socks and we'll put some socks on the radiator so that they're warm. When you step out of your water, dry your feet and put some nice warm socks on. And what about your slippers?
Yes.
And then will you feel nice and cosy?
Take it off.
All right, but let's stand up first. Then.
Oops. Stand up for Blake.
Can you not stand it properly?
Yeah. I manage.
You'll manage. Right, yeah. Let's slip these trousers off. And your vest. And then we'll nip upstairs.
Very nice and hot.
Very hot. And then I think when we come downstairs, we'll have a bite to eat.
A bite to eat.
And then later on, we can have a little look at Freddy's cake, can't we? Because do you remember yesterday we made those chocolate pussycats to go on top? We can put them on top of the cake, can't we?
Look! Mummy eating my nappy. Holding the nappy.
You're holding your nappy, are you? It's a very, very big nappy today, isn't it? Is it very full?
Yeah, Mummy did it.
Want Mummy to do it?
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Thank you, Mum.
Thank you, Mum. That's quite all right, darling.
Oh.
Let's go upstairs.
Oh, no. Oh, yes, we do.
Yes, please, upstairs.
Oh, thanks. Today, my ball shop. Ooh. My boots.
Where would you like your lunch? In the usual chair, or would you want to sit at this table today? Sit at the table. Okay. All right, you sit there then, and I'll go and get something for us to eat.
Oh.
Are you going to just pop this book on, please?
Yes, okay.
Yes, okay. Good boy. You're in a very, very good mood today. My
mum has a red big bed. Got wellies on. Got wellies.
Who's got wellies on?
Thomas.
Have you?
And packed on. That's it. Look, with red willies. The red lily willies.
They're red slippers, not red wellingtons.
Yes, it is wellingtons.
You can tell it's Tuesday because what have we got for lunch?
Sausage.
Sausage roll. With a sausage roll, there's some jam sandwiches and some apple. Mummy, that she's made herself a cup of tea and I'll need to pour it out in a few moments. Now, shall we move the tea a little bit nearer to you? How's that? I think you're finally feeling better than you have over the past week or so as well. And you're eating quite a lot today, aren't you?
What's happened? A bit of fluff, Tim. A bit of fluff.
A bit of fluff?
Yeah. without fluff. Bang!
Well, that's because the sun is shining right on your bicycle, so you saw a little bit of, I think it was wool on the bike handle, didn't you? That you wouldn't see if the sun wasn't shining on it. Right, come and sit down and eat this lunch, please.
Not like that. Too dirty.
It's not dirty and you do like it.
I like it, don't you, dirt?
It's not dirty. Please sit down, Thomas, otherwise we'll have to go and sit at the big table. You were a good boy today sitting down, weren't you?
Laughing.
Who was laughing?
Mummies.
All the mummies were laughing, yes. Well, we were enjoying ourselves. We had a nice day, didn't we?
Push my pack down, okay?
No, Thomas, come on.
There's also another half of me. There's my letters. Yeah.
You've picked Postman Pat up and you've asked him if he wants a wee-wee. Come along, Thomas, if you don't sit on this chair, we've got to go and sit at the big table and put you in your booster seat.
Will it?
Did you want Postman Pat to sit on your potty?
Yeah, going upstairs.
I took it upstairs to empty it and wash it, Thomas, I'm sorry. Do you need the potty?
Oh yes, downstairs.
You want it downstairs?
Yeah, well, uphill.
Is it just for you or for Postman Pat?
Postman Pat, I think.
Because you've just used the potty, haven't you? Well, if it's just for Postman Pat, Thomas, let's have our lunch and then we'll go and get the potty later for Postman Pat.
Okay, not my sandwiches.
Look at your sandwiches. What's in the sandwiches?
The red.
Red? Red jam? You showing Postman Pat?
Mm. Red and fluff.
Mm.
Red and fluff. Postman Pat eats this.
Yeah. Postman Pat eats it. You're giving Postman Pat a little bit of sausage roll, are you?
Eat him roll. Eat my tummy.
Would you like some juice, Thomas?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Thank you.
What's that? Yes, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Mummy.
That's quite all right, darling. I'm just going to pour that tea while I remember.
Okay, thanks.
You're a very good man, aren't you? Oh, dear.
Oh, slipped. Oh, ouch.
You slipped?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas, come on, sit up. You slipped off your chair?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Which is nice. Well, yeah.
Eat them
all. Pardon? Eat them all. Eat them one.
You've eaten one? You've eaten a whole sandwich? Good boy.
What's that?
What's that? I don't know.
Aeroplane?
Yes, I think it must be an aeroplane. Yes, it is.
I guess it. See the minute. See the wheels.
You see it in a minute? You're looking for the wheels? I don't think we can see it. We can hear it, can't we?
I'm somewhere hiding the wall.
It's gone somewhere, it's hiding where?
Hiding wall.
Hiding?
Wall.
Hiding war?
Yeah.
What do you mean hiding war?
Mummies. We do mummies.
I don't understand what you're saying. Maybe, is it eat some of their sausage, Thomas, please?
It's a bat looking now.
What's Postman Pat looking at now?
Push your tummy down. Look, what's that?
That's the badge on his hat.
Say Postman Pat on.
He's wearing a special cap, isn't he, with a special badge?
With a blue hat.
Look. I suppose when Pat got glasses.
Oh, yeah. Not shoes.
He's got shoes. What colour are his shoes?
They're black.
They're called black? Yes, black shoes. They might be boots even.
Boots even, I'll put my hat.
What, are you going to eat something else? There's a little sandwich there, look.
Where?
There.
Oh, here.
There it is, and there's some apple there. It's nice, isn't it?
No. Not enough.
You had enough?
Yeah, but I'm going to put my pack.
Fun! Well, don't keep pressing the noise on your book tab.
Yes.
Come on, let's eat something else. What are you going to eat now?
Eat sausage.
Eat sausage, yes. You eat some sausage for dinner, isn't it? Isn't it?
Oh, need it all that.
There you are. There's some more sausage.
Need it?
Oh, that's lovely. Is that lovely?
I'm going to film it now.
Tell you what, Thomas, it doesn't seem long since we were going to your teddy bear's picnic in the summer. And this morning it was the Christmas party.
Firewood. Fire on board.
You're
a fireman now.
You're a fireman now, are you?
Yep.
Another piece of sausage open wide. Oop! You're just letting me pop it in your mouth, aren't you?
It's fire!
Oh. I can't tell what you're saying now because you've got a mouthful of sausage. No. Dancing at the party today as well, weren't you?
Mm. The bus round and round.
The wheels on the bus go round and round. Did you sing Jingle Bells? We sang Jingle Bells when Santa arrived, didn't we? We were singing it and he walked through the door. What colour coat was he wearing?
The red.
And did he have a beard?
Yeah.
And what colour was his beard?
White.
It was white. And what did he say? Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Another bit of sausage coming Thomas's way. Oh, it's a big bit of sausage. Do you not want it?
No.
What about this piece?
No. In my way.
Come on, this
piece. I'm just fine.
My mummy's tea. Be careful.
Sit that way.
Yeah. What do you think? Yesterday, Thomas, it was raining so hard. We had a job to go out. When we went to post those letters, we got wet, didn't we?
Got wet.
And look at it now. It's beautiful sunshine.
Got wet. Oh, dear. Too bad. Oh, dear.
You're going backwards. Well, you're sitting on your bicycle the wrong way. Have you finished your lunch now?
A long, long way.
I don't think it's a good idea not eating at the table because you can't sit still, can you? Would you like another bite of this sandwich?
No, thank you. That's one more.
You're going to start throwing rubbish, are you?
Yeah, okay. The rubbish gone somewhere.
The rubbish has gone somewhere?
Oh, yes, it's to rubbish.
Where do you think the rubbish has gone to?
Little rubbishes.
A lot of rubbish. Are you going to finish this piece of apple? There's only one piece of apple.
Oh, one gone.
And that's just one piece of apple.
No. Finish.
You've finished. Well, shall we wipe your hands?
Two more done.
There's one here. Are you pretending that the cushions are bin bags?
Yeah.
You were doing this yesterday, weren't you?
Dirty rubbish bags. Dirty.
Dirty rubbish bags?
Yeah.
Raving about the sun, Thomas, but look at it. Oh, so the patio window. It looks very windy and it's gone, whoops, falling over one another. It's gone dull, hasn't it?
Gone dark. Silly mummy.
Silly mummy, why is mummy silly?
Two cushions.
Two cushions, why is mummy silly?
Silly, yes.
We've got a nice warm cloth. Where have you gone? Where are you hiding? What's she doing under there?
I'm hiding.
No, don't go under there, please. Come on, it's dusty under there.
Not dusty.
Yeah, it is, Thomas, I promise you.
Not for you.
If you look out of the window in a minute, let's just wipe your face.
The sunshine.
Well, the sunshine seems to have gone. That's because Mummy was raving about it. I was going on and on about the sunshine and it must have thought, oh, I think I'll go back inside. When they can't see me. Now, I was just going to say, if you have a look out the window in a minute, then you look at the tree in front of Grant's house, you can see why the dustbin men left some black bin bags yesterday. And they're blowing them out in the bin, in the wind. Can you see them?
Yeah. Where?
Yes, where? There. Can you see that tree? Look, so in the blind, look in the direction of Sue's house. But we're going towards Sue's house, but on this side, can you see those black bin bags? Lots at Sue's house here. Can you see them flopping in the wind?
Where?
On this tree.
This tree, over. One dustbin there.
That's right, yes. They've got two bin bags that the dustbin men left on the tree. Can you see them now? Look at them blowing in the breeze.
They're taking it.
No, they've not taken those. They've left those. Those are clean bags. And can you see on Stephen's house, that white bag on the drain pipe? Can you see that?
Yeah.
Because this morning the recycling people came to collect all the newspapers, didn't they? And they collect them in white bags. We put a white bag out this morning and they took it, didn't they?
Pink bag.
Pink bag. As we were walking to Tumbler Group, we saw quite a lot of rubbish bags, didn't we? Waiting for the dustbin men to collect them. And look, all the plants are blowing in the trees. It wasn't windy when we walked home, was it?
No.
We've only been in about an hour.
It's still in there, finding you. Not alive. go down there.
You want to get down there?
Look out the window.
You want me to look out of the window?
Yeah, okay.
Why? Why? While I'm looking out of the window, what are you getting up to? Oh, look who's coming down the stairs.
Purdy.
It's Purdy.
Mum, not going down. Hello, Purds.
Hello, Purds. Are you going to wish her a happy birthday, Thomas?
Happy birthday to you, Purdy.
Happy birthday to you, Purdy.
Christmas brought my present.
You're telling her Father Christmas brought you a present?
Here, over there.
Are you going to show Purdy what he brought you?
Purdy. Here, over there, my books.
Over there, your book? Yes, the donkey book. Are you showing Purdy?
Stay down there.
No. I just want to say, if you're playing with those on the window ledge, get down from the chair. Stand on the floor and play with them, but be very gentle because you'll damage the paintwork.
No, I'm laying down playing.
That's right, you stand there and play with them. Don't climb on the chair because you'll end up falling.
Not falling.
You've had a lovely day today. We don't want you hurt, do we, before bedtime? I can see Brian and Linda going out in the car. In Uncle Brian's car. Can you see them?
I'm Brian and Paulie.
Brian's Paulie, is he?
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter with Brian?
So hurt Linda.
He hurt Linda?
Yeah.
No. No, we don't play with Brian. I think we'll have a little break because it's very, very noisy when you play with your train and digger on the window ledge, isn't it?
No.
It is. It'll have no chance of hearing. Right, Thomas, are we going to decorate Purdy's cake now?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, thanks.
You don't want to wear your apron? No. Okay. Do you not want to wear the nice one with all the jungle animals on, the elephants?
No.
Oh, because it's all inside out, mine. Silly mummy. Isn't she silly?
Mummy doing?
What's mummy doing? I'm going to get a plate.
I'm doing now.
The fireman, is Mummy the fireman?
Yeah. I'm not the fireman. Fire you.
Am I the fire engine? Right, let's just wipe your hands, please, Thomas.
Touching things.
That's right, you've been touching things, haven't you?
Yeah, okay.
Right, now shall we have this for the bottom of Purdy's cake?
Okay.
Okay, we'll have that at the bottom.
Daddy likes some of that!
Daddy would like some of that, would he?
Yeah.
Well, he'll be home from work soon, so.
He's in the room.
We need to get this done before he comes home, don't we? Now, that's the cream we whipped up earlier. Do you remember doing
jam
that?
Jam on it.
Jam, that's right. We're going to put some jam on it. Oh, that's if Mummy can open the lid, which it doesn't look as if I can. Just see if we've got something. Give me a better grip. Oh gosh, Thomas, we had an awful job to open something the other day, didn't we?
Hello, jam.
Let's try a rubber glove. That always gives a good grip.
No grips.
Ah, that's it. Oh dear. That was tight, wasn't it?
Very tight.
Very tight. Right.
Jam.
Now, we'll get some red jam to the jar.
Just light some.
You like some? I'll tell you what, let me just put a teeny bit on a spoon. I need to just wipe my hands now because...
I'm touching things,
that's right.
Touching boxes.
Oh, I think I was gripping the jar so tightly that... You've been touching letters. I've got some of the print from the label on my hands. There you are, open wide. Oh, spoonful of jam.
You don't need that.
You don't need that, right? Okay.
The baby won't eat them, Mum.
Actually, I've tasted nicer raspberry jam, but it's all the local shop had in, isn't it?
This one.
Well, I just gave you some to taste, and you didn't want it, so I've put the spoon in the washing up. I'll spread it with jam.
A bit be warm.
You want a tiny bit?
Yeah.
Well, just like when we finish spreading the jam. And then...
What's that cake?
That's the top.
So what's that?
No. Don't start pressing it. Well, we made all the same mix, didn't we? And we put it in two tins, if you remember. So we've got a top and a bottom cake. And the one we'll put in the jam on can be the... bottom cake. Now, would you like to lick a bit of jam off that? A bit more. What do you think it tastes like? Nice? Or did you... Yes. Right, now we'll get... This is the cream that we whipped up earlier, do you remember? I'm going to spread lots of this cream onto this cake, which is going to be the top cake.
See chocolate balls.
You can see chocolate balls. Yes, you can now, because you're standing on a little chair. So that you can see me at the worktop, and I've just remembered that I put the chocolate balls that we were saving till Christmas in a little glass sweetie jar. And I thought I'll put it high up. Thomas won't spot it, forgetting that you're standing high up now.
Hold on.
No. Put it down, please, Thomas.
Look.
Thomas, no. You're going to drop it. That's it. Look at all this cream. Do you think Purdy would like some of this cream?
I don't like some.
You don't think she'd like any?
Not like it.
Oh, I think she would.
Oh, no. The oven on very burning,
yeah, so when the oven was on it was very hot and it would have been easy to have burnt yourself. But it's not on now, is it? There we are. Let's put a little bit more cream on because we've whipped an awful lot of cream and Daddy likes cream, doesn't he?
Look, I see a chocolate new one. And they want.
You can see chocolate balls, can you?
There's one and black and blue. Got blues. I'm touching up here.
Are you? Daddy's home. Right, you just stay where you are.
Making cake.
Making a cake, Daddy, for Purdy.
Making cake.
Oh, that's a nice cake.
Yeah.
We've just put the cream on, haven't we?
Yes. That was a chocolate for you, Daddy.
Yes, it's chocolate.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
What colour's that now?
Gold. Not a toad and a horse.
No, it's not a horse, Thomas. It's
like a horse.
It's like a horse, but it's a chocolate pussycat, isn't it?
A chocolate pussycat nut.
Right, just be careful you don't fall off the chair. Mummy's looking for some icing sugar now.
Are you been a good boy today?
Oh, yes.
Did you see Father Christmas?
No present for you.
No present for me?
A minute, take my present.
Bring it back here.
Where?
Here.
We'll show Daddy the present in a minute. Let's just finish this cake.
Minute.
Then we can show Daddy, can't we?
Not here.
Are we going to sing happy birthday for Purdy?
No, happy birthday to you.
The little boy at the group had his birthday today, didn't he?
Called James.
He's called James. And how old was James?
4 to 7 months.
Was he 2?
No, I found the ant.
Well, have you found the putty bear cutter that we used the other day?
Look, found something.
You found something? Well, I can't find what I'm looking for, Thomas.
Yeah, okay. Out.
Mummy was looking for the little seven. She can't find it, so we'll use the big tip.
Hold the spoon now.
Yes, you can hold the spoon.
Put it back, touch it. Yeah, okay.
Right, now.
Shut it.
Shut.
Shut it. Shut, shut. Put it there.
No, Thomas, just doing this, sweetheart. Now, shall we put that in the middle of the cake?
Yeah.
Like that.
Put some candles on.
No, we're going to put some candles on. And we'll put a little bit of icing sugar in the sieve.
Looks like snow.
Yes, look like snow. And we shake it all over the cake.
Eat one.
Are you going to have a piece of Purdy's cake?
Yes.
Don't think Purdy's going to eat it though, is she?
No. Mine.
Purdy's going to have some
special
dinner. On her, what have we bought Purdy for a present? A plate. A plate. Now, shall we lift that off?
Yeah.
And what's on top?
What's on top?
Well, it's supposed to be the shape of a pussycat because we shaken. It doesn't look like Postman Pat's van. It's supposed to be the shape of a pussycat sitting down. Oi, if you dip your fingers in Purdy's cake, she's going to know, isn't she? Oh, cheeky boy. Now, this is the chocolate we did. Shall we put the chocolate
eat
on the
one.
Cake? No, we can't eat one.
Oh, yeah, this.
Now, where shall we put the chocolate? Shall we stand it up or shall we put it on the cake?
No, not put it in the cake. No. Face it.
Well, we can eat some later at tea time, Thomas, can't we?
But she can. Oh no.
Do you not like that?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's snowing.
It's snowing. Look, it's snowed on the pussycat.
And I'm supposed to do it.
You'd like to shake some. Right, you shake it on the pussycats, that's right. Oh, Thomas. I think it looks like a blizzard. Should we shake it again?
No, hold mummy's hand.
No, hold mummy's hand. You want to do it on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Oh, steady. Thomas, steady. Oh, dear. There we are. Now.
What's more?
No, it doesn't need any more, I don't think. Now, let's put the candles on. What we've got to try and remember, Thomas, is where we put the birthday candles. I think they're up here. We've not needed birthday cake candles for a long time because it was Daddy's birthday. We were in Spain, weren't we? Ah. Yes, I think we found them. Now she's 17. Do you think we're going to be able to put 17 candles on?
Yeah.
Do you?
Mine. Then me. Okay. Watch. Then me.
Well, we might have 17 candles, but the trouble is we haven't got 17 holders, have we? So shall we just put, we've got some pink candles and some pink holders. And seeing as Purdy's a little girl,
what's that? Straws.
Yes, they look like straws, don't they? But they're candles.
Hold it there, hold a box.
Yes, you can hold a box.
Okay, thanks. Tell Daddy, okay.
Yeah, Daddy's gone upstairs, Thomas. Now tell him when he comes down. I'm just wondering whether we could make the shape of a 17. Using these, what do you think?
Looks like hats.
They look like hats.
It's just red one.
I think we could make a shape of a 17. Let's have a go.
Just make one.
You can put the candles in a minute. Right. That looks like a number one, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That looks like a number one.
No, I'll just do that.
Right. And let's do...
Just do one.
You'd like to do some?
Yeah.
And that looks like a seven. Does it?
Yes.
I think it does.
The red, not that. To the pink, like that. That one.
Now, shall we put pink candles in the pink holders?
Yes. Okay.
We could do pink and white, couldn't we?
But it's here.
What a pity we haven't got some more pink holders.
Oh, no!
Tell you what we could do, Thomas. We've got blue holders. Shall we put... No. What is that? What's that, Thomas?
What was that? I'll just put it that. Okay.
How about we do the number seven with blue candles? Then she's got, you can see them, which is the one and which is the seven, can't you? Well, these are quite big holders, aren't they?
I'll just put that.
Right, yes, Thomas can put that there. They go the other way around, darling. Like that.
Ones.
Pink candle in the pink holder. Right, do you want to put a white one in there? And would you like to put another pink in that one?
Yes.
You do it.
Here.
No, in there. Put it in there first, darling. Right. You want to put it there? Yes. Oh, Purdy's lucky having such a nice cake, isn't she? Now.
Candles. Candles, Dom.
Shall we put blue in that one?
And put blue.
And shall we put a white one in there? And another blue in that one. Another white in that one. Would you like to put that in there?
No.
There we are.
Once more,
right.
Job.
No, Daddy, does that
look... Oh, that looks beautiful.
Does that look like a one and a seven for 17?
Yes.
Because we had 17.
Maybe a red one.
A baby red one. You'd like to put a red one on it. Well, how about we put... You put the red one in that holder, or whichever one you want.
The red one over there.
The red one over there, that's right.
Look.
Oopsie daisy. You pop it in that one. Oh, has it broken? Let's choose a different red candle, shall we? You put it in there. That's right. Now, shall we stick this one at the top there?
Could like one.
Would you like to put it in there, Thomas?
Not yet.
Not yet? I think we've done now. Look. What do you think to that? Do you think she'll like that?
Come on, Purdy. We're making cake for your chocolates.
That's right. You tell her, Purdy. We've made a cake for you. We've made some chocolates.
Okay, get on my fire engine ladder.
Are you getting down your fire engine ladder? Are you going to tell Daddy you've finished?
Finished! Come on, Daddy. Come on, Purdy.
You're telling Purdy you've made chocolates and a cake for her?
Yeah, okay.
Right, okay. Right, shall we carry it to the table?
Okay.
Okay, right, we'll carry it to the table. And then at tea time, when Purdy comes down, we'll light the candles. What do you think to that? Do you want to give yourself a clap for being a clever boy? Good boy. Good boy. That's lovely.